Good morning. It is awesome to be here this morning. It's awesome to see each of you. What a wonderful day to celebrate a risen Savior. He is risen. And this morning we're celebrating. Started with a sunrise service. And then we get to come to church again with pancakes in between. It does not get any better than this, I'm telling you. I mean, this is unbelievable. I like to use pancakes to teach. I really do. When I taught science, I actually did, I would do a chemical versus physical change lesson with pancakes. Kids loved it. I loved it. My mom used to come help. This year I get to teach a little bit of culinary. Guess what I've been cooking two or three times this year? Pancakes. What I've noticed is you can't smell a pancake and not be happy. And you can't eat one without smiling. Try the next time. I don't think you can eat a pancake without smiling. I've cooked pancakes for several kids that I've, my daughter plus others that I've had the pleasure of being around. And again, it's a good way to relate. I like to eat, and I like pancakes. The sausage was good. I didn't have room for biscuit and gravy, so I hope somebody ate that. But, man, we've been celebrating for a full week. Last Sunday, we talked about Jesus' triumphant entry and how he came into Jerusalem with fanfare. People were shouting, Hosanna. And then, as the week went on, Jesus continued teaching. He continued teaching. Thursday, we did a lesson on how we should love and serve each other, because that's what Jesus demonstrated on Maundy Thursday. And even on the way from the dinner to the garden, he's still teaching a lesson. And then we get to Friday night, Holy Friday, Good Friday. And even from the cross, as he's suffering for our sins, he's teaching. He's teaching about love and forgiveness all the way to the grave. It's kind of ironic that a torture device, a device that was used to carry out the worst punishment possible, now represents life. Look at this cross. Look at the life on this cross. Is it not beautiful? Isaiah prophesied about this when, in Isaiah 2, he says they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. In other words, God can take something that's meant for something terrible and change it into something beautiful that gives life. You see, that's the God we serve. That's the God who was not in the tomb this morning. That's the God who lives today. That's not the sermon. That's not the sermon. This morning, we talked about Mary and John and Peter getting to the tomb and Mary coming back and testifying. And I'm going to pick up Easter a little bit later when Jesus appears to more of his disciples. And I'm going to read some scripture. I'm going to read from Luke 24. I'm going to read verses 36 to 48. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." And this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, we come to you just to give you thanks, Lord. Thank you for this morning. Lord, thank you for an empty tomb. Lord, most of all, thank you for sending your Son. Lord, thank you for sending your Son to take away my sins. Lord, I pray this morning as we study the Scripture, Lord, you open our minds, you open our hearts. Lord, we receive your message. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Peace be with you. Have you ever been scared? Do you remember being scared? If you've ever been scared, you remember it. You don't forget being scared. If you've ever had that fear in your heart, you don't remember, you don't forget it. I'm not scared of a whole lot of things. Heights, I don't like a whole lot. Now, especially I'm a little bit clumsy now, I really don't like heights. Loud noises right now, I don't like a whole lot. Grew up close to train tracks, and I've told you the story about being scared by a train before. That loud, sudden noise. But imagine seeing someone that you watched die. And then being in your presence. And again, even at this point, Jesus is still teaching. He's still using the senses that he blessed us with to teach us lessons. You're going to get tired of me telling you that the best way to learn is to get all your senses involved. The more we can see, the more we can hear, the more we can demonstrate, the more we can do, the better we learn. Even our emotions are the way we remember things. And Jesus is teaching this even after his resurrection. Matter of fact, he's teaching this here today. The same lessons he taught his disciples 2,000 years ago. And they're just as applicable as they were then. But first, Jesus appears. Jesus appears. You see, the disciples were hiding. They were in the upper room out of fear for their lives. They were scared. And then something miraculous happened. In their presence, Jesus, the one who had just died 3 days before, was standing in their midst. They were terrified and thought they'd seen a ghost. However, Jesus had some news to tell. He showed them the nail scars in his hand and in his feet to prove that it was real. He offered to let them touch him. And then he sat down with them to eat. You see, I tell you, we learn by eating too. He ate fish. There's a smell to fish. He's still teaching them through their senses. I can still smell pancakes. I mean, I'm telling you, we learn through our senses. You see, we need a risen Savior. I don't know how many of you have been in despair before and felt hopeless. But that empty tomb gives us all hope. You see, people need to realize that Jesus Christ lives. He lives in the world today just like he lived 2,000 years ago. He's still alive today. He's still walking with us. He's still speaking to us. And he's still saving us. You see, that's why he came. You see, he's more than a story in a book. What we have to understand is Jesus is alive. He's real. He's real. And we need him. He's alive and we need Him. And who's Jesus to you? Again, hopefully He's more than just a page in a book that you've read, a story that you've heard. You see, knowing about Jesus is a little different than knowing Jesus. You can know about Jesus without knowing Jesus. You can have that head knowledge, but until we convert it to our heart, we don't know what it feels like to have a relationship with Jesus, like we talked about Mary had this morning. You see, He came to the world. He came to the world to save the world. As He ate that resurrection morning, Jesus began to tell His disciples that God's plan was to save the world. They'd been called by the Father to be witnesses of that. They were to spread the good news that a great spiritual victory had been won when Jesus arose from the dead. The same person they saw crucified on the cross rose from the dead, and they're supposed to tell people about it. You see, when Jesus arose from the dead, old enemies that had plagued man since sin entered the world were forever defeated. Let's take a moment and hear about some of those enemies that were defeated. On that day, death was defeated. Imagine the struggle that ensued early that morning as death had to give up the Prince of Life. No more would death be able to claim the victory and sting with human race, because Jesus defeated death by dying on the cross, being buried in the tomb and rising, and He defeated death. He defeated hell that day. Hell was defeated when Jesus entered death for all of us. He descended into a place called hell, and when He went to, He defeated it for you. He defeated it for me. He defeated hell for all of us. He defeated the grave that day. Because of what Jesus did for us, because of what Jesus is still doing for us, the grave has no hold on us. The grave is not the end. You see, the grave is another enemy that died that day. Again, we serve a God who can take some hopeless situations that we may see and turn them in to living, breathing things. You see, sin was defeated that day. That's another enemy that was defeated. You see, Jesus took our sin to the cross with Him. And then He took Him to the grave. And on the third day, we celebrate this morning that Jesus rose from the dead. But praise the Lord, our sin stayed in the grave. Our sin was defeated on the day that Jesus rose. Sin was defeated that day. Satan was also defeated that day. Satan was defeated. Doesn't mean that Satan's not real, that he doesn't exist. He still tempts us every day, but through Jesus Christ and Jesus' perfect example, we can resist those temptations. You see, Jesus is alive today. Do you understand what I'm telling you? He's alive today. He's as much alive today as He was before He hung on the cross. He's as much alive today as He was when He was born. Again, do you understand what I'm telling you? He's alive. He's alive, and because He lives, we can be saved by the grace of God. Because He lives, we can have our sins washed away forever. Because He lives, we have eternal life. Because He lives, the grave has no power. Because He lives, one day we too will live with Him. Because He lives, I'll never have to take another step in this world by myself. Because He lives, there's hope. Because He lives, I'm alive. Because He lives, my sin has been removed as far as the east is from the west. Because He lives, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because He lives, God is my Father. Because He lives, sin has no more dominion over me. Because He lives, I'm saved forever. Because he lives, I can have peace. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face anything that comes towards me. Without him, I'm defeated. But because Jesus lives, and because what he did for me on the cross, because of what he did for you on the cross, we're alive too. You see, the list could go on forever. Because without him, again, things are hopeless. But we have hope because he lives. I ask you, have you ever come to the realization that Jesus is alive? And that he is who you need? And if you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, he's the one who walks with you every day. Because he's alive, we're alive. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful message it is to know that Jesus loves us enough to take our place, to suffer. Again, he was fully human. He was fully God, but he was fully human. He felt every nail. He felt what it felt like to hang on a cross in the evening sun. And he did it because he loves you. Friday night we talked about how he could have brought himself down, but that's not why he came. He knew his purpose. His purpose is for you. His purpose is because you need a relationship with him. His purpose for coming to earth was to live a perfect life. I heard someone say the other day that Jesus would do it all over again. But guess what? He don't have to. Because Jesus' work is perfect. Now we have a choice. We can accept his perfect sacrifice. We can accept what he did for us on the cross and what he did on the third day when he rose and what he does for us every day in our life. We can accept him. We can put our faith in him as our Lord and Savior. And those foes that he defeated, we've defeated also. Not because of our power and strength, but because of his. And this morning, I pray that if there's anyone here, if there's anyone listening online that does not have that relationship, that hasn't put their faith in Jesus Christ, in the risen Savior, I pray that you come to that knowing, loving relationship with Jesus today. What a wonderful day to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Any day is a wonderful day, but Easter morning. And again, I pray if there's anyone here who hasn't, I pray that today you place your faith into a risen Savior. You see, because he lives, I'm saved forever. Because he lives, you are saved forever. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Lord, thank you for every breath that we take. Lord, thank you for sustaining us when things look hopeless. Lord, thank you for walking every step with us. Lord, most of all, thank you for sending Jesus to take away my sins. Lord, this morning I pray if there's anyone here, anyone listening online, Lord, that doesn't have that relationship, who hasn't fully committed their life to you, Lord, I pray they do that this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.